is time now for date night. We are joined in the studio, as always, by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
And today we also have a very special guest in the studio, one Kenny Dyke of WCHL and ChapelBurra.com. Good morning to you.
I am here. Good Friday morning to both of you. This is exciting.
It is a triple shot of date night this morning because we were talking. First of all, it's been like 3 weeks since we've done a date night.
Yeah.
It's been many hot minutes. Because we've been away. Like, we've had several weekends where we've been gone on Friday.
Look, you want to lead a life of leisure. I can't take that away from you.
Thank you for that.
It sounded like a complaint, but it was actually a compliment.
We had a weekend in New York. We had a weekend in Philadelphia. And the really cool things about New York and Philadelphia, New York especially, but Philly as well, is there's just a ton of stuff to do in both of those cities. Like, you can't exhaust what's going on in just a weekend, which is great.
Although the best part of our Philly trip, other than our friends getting married and blah, 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 and all the great
places, the reason for the season of going to
whatever,
Philly in the first
blah,
place,
blah,
yeah.
Was the bonus, like, 18 hours we had after our flights got canceled.
Yeah.
It was like, well, I'm just going to go back to bed and, like, linger in this giant king-size bed.
Well, but you did want a life of leisure,
there
so.
There is so much to do in Philly.
Yeah.
One of which is just lay in bed for a day.
And Frontier Airlines blessed you guys with an extra day in Philly. So thank you, Frontier.
Thank you, Frontier. Yeah, not a sponsor. Not a sponsor for canceling our flight, but good on you for communicating well and giving us an actual flight home the same day, which is more than can be said for some other airlines that I've done.
Anyway,
Kenny had the idea of, we just got back from these two big cities. What have we missed when we're here? And Brad and I, you and I had actually had a similar conversation of, there are amazing bars specifically that we stopped at in both New York and Philadelphia. Two in particular, the Dead Rabbit in New York and this, like, Scandinavia-themed bar called Andra Hem in Philly, both of which, like, shot to the top of our rankings of best bars we've ever been to. So the question is, what is the very, very best, since this is kind of what we missed when we were gone, what is the very, very best bar for a date night in the Triangle? Since we're eventually going to be coming out of dry January in a week and a half, planning ahead.
Right into wet February.
Yeah. What is the very best bar for a date night in the entire Triangle? We're going from Hillsboro all the way to Raleigh and down to Pittsboro and up.
Mm. How much time do we have?
After that intro,
yeah.
4 minutes.
All right. So I'm gonna go first. I'm not gonna steal any of Kenny's answers. I might, but I've got two, because I might steal one of yours.
Okay.
I'm gonna stick in Chapel Hill.
Okay.
And one is, go to the Belltree, get your drinks, go upstairs where there's like a couch and two wingback chairs.
Ooh.
And you can, like, snuggle and stuff. Skip the green room in the left back downstairs. Like, skip the whole, like, bar space. Go up and canoodle. Or, I don't even know the official name of it, but I keep calling it Red Room, Red Door, like right behind Lantern.
I mean, any room that can be called the Red Room is probably a good place for a date night, I would assume.
Because there you can get great food. It's very, very dark, almost too dark. But if you're there more than once, you're immediately regulars, which is incredible. And you can also, like, canoodle in the corner there.
I would never have thought about the secret upstairs at Belltree. I think that's a really good answer.
Yeah.
Kenny, how about you?
I've never been to the Lantern Bar, but I've heard a lot about
it. Real good,
it.
Yeah.
And it, in description, I just can't believe I haven't been there.
They've got the little pop-up thing outside that Chapel Hill's been doing that you can go and, like, get some food there and then go in afterwards.
I've been helping promote that. So
yeah,
I think I should definitely go check it out. But based on everything that I've heard, I think it would be a fantastic place. You know, I'm married, and so I would love to take my wife there. I think it might be a little bit intimidating for a first date, though, right? To be like that dark and intimate, would that be, in your mind, a good place for a first date?
For a
or would
first
that be
date.
A little bit like, whoa, what's
well, for
what
a first
mood?
Date, for a first date, you definitely don't go to the like secret upstairs in the Belltree. That's a third date place, I think. I think you can get away with Red Room. It's nice. It's intimate. It's not like super, super dark. It's a good first date place, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, I stand corrected. Again, having never been there, it's hard for me to
Belltree, if you're going
that.
There for a first date, stay downstairs.
Right.
Go upstairs on date three.
Date three date is the secret upstairs. I'm taking notes over here.
Yeah.
Great.
Even though I won't be on date three because I am extremely.
Or 300, you know, as the case may be.
My third time to the Belltree maybe is when we'll go.
There you go.
We'll go
upstairs. I like it.
I'm very loyal to my wife Jade and I are very loyal to our bars, and I'll mention those really quick. Yonder Southern Cocktail and Brew up in Hillsboro, art gallery, live music, all kinds of fun stuff going on. It's also a very beautiful space and a quaint historic downtown.
Yes.
We also love our friend Mike Benson's bar, Lappin' Blue. It's just a fun place to hang out, and they do like Cajun dance music on Wednesdays, and then they've got games on. You never know what you're going to get. There's art there as well.
I was going to say, you also seem to like the bars that are also art galleries on the side.
That seems to work. Yeah. And on Fridays at Lappin' Blue, they always have this jazz, and it's usually around happy hour. So you know, it's if you're getting older, it's a good time to go out. You don't have to be out till midnight. And incredible musicians. It's a lot of fun.
I want to go to Lappin' Blue on a Friday night where there's a Canes game and the older crowd who want jazz to see what happens, because it's actually like a legit Canes bar.
Yeah.
I have drug you to go out and drink and watch.
They won.
Hockey.
It was great. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, I feel like Grafonso and Gruen are names of people who could also be Canes players, since they're the ones who often play on Friday, right?
Yeah, and we've been there for that. You play during quarter breaks. That's how it works.
There you go.
I love that.
Yeah.
Period breaks, excuse me. I'm
period breaks.
Back.
Yeah. And it often goes to overtime. It becomes a quarter eventually. I'm going to go. So I will also stick around Chapel Hill, because I think the obvious answers are like Alley 26 and Kingfisher, which are the two like Beard Award nominated bars in downtown Durham. Those are fantastic. I'm going to go around the corner from the Belltree and offer another, not necessarily a secret spot, but I think a spot that not very many people know about, which is the bar at the Oakleaf in 300 East Main complex right by Cat's Cradle, which is a well-known restaurant. And I think a lot of people go for the restaurant. They sit outdoors maybe if it's nice, or they sit indoors, have a like nice little upscale dinner before going to a show at the Cradle. But if you walk into the Oakleaf and make a right instead of the left, you will find yourself at a bar which I think is an underappreciated gem in Carrboro, because not a lot of people, it's very rarely crowded whenever we walk in, and we could walk in pretty much any time and find space. The bar staff are super cool, another kind of place where you go in a second time and you're automatically a regular. And I feel like, and tell me if I'm wrong, I feel like if you're looking for someone to be a really good wingman, the bar staff at the Oakleaf would be really good at that.
Regardless of who is working that bar.
What a compliment.
They will hype you up.
It's very specific, but I think it's
they
true.
They will be great wing people.
Yeah. And that is date night. Brad, Kenny, thank you so much.
Happy Friday.